This week is a big week for the North Carolina General Assembly. The state's fiscal year begins on Friday, but the budget still needs to be passed, and lawmakers aren't just working on that. The Senate today is expected to vote on a trio of amendments to the North Carolina Constitution. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now for a legislative update. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
Well, let's start with a $22.2 billion question. Where do we stand on the negotiations for that budget?
Well, as of right now, Marshall, there is no compromise budget, but negotiations have been underway for weeks and have progressed to the point that Senate Pro Tem Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore are directly involved in the process, which means a deal could be announced really at any time. And if they are to stay on schedule, it probably needs to come out today.
And remind us, if you will, what are the sticking points?
Well, this year's budget negotiations have taken place behind closed doors, so we don't know the specifics, we'll say. But comparing the proposed budgets passed by the House and Senate, we can venture a pretty good guess. First, there's teacher pay. The North Carolina House wants to give an average teacher raise of about 3%, a cost of living increase in the benefits of state retirees of 1.6%, and a 2% bump in the pay for all state workers. The Senate wants to give teachers a pay boost of more like 6.5%, no cost of living increase for retirees, and only targeted raises for some state workers. The Senate's budget would also limit tuition at two UNC schools to $500 per semester and has a major change to environmental rules, which seek to stop runoff into rivers and lakes that can lead to algae blooms and fish die-offs. The House has no such provisions in their budget. And there is a tax cut involved. It has to do with what's known as the standard deduction, which is the amount of personal income not taxed for those who do not itemize their returns. Both chambers want to increase that amount by $2,000 to a grand total of $17,500. But the House wants that increase to be phased in over 4 years. The Senate wants it in place in 2 years. There are, of course, Marshall, other differences between the measures, but these seem to be the big ones that need to be ironed out.
And while those are being ironed out, the North Carolina Senate has proposed three amendments to the state constitution. One deals with the use of eminent domain.
That's right. Eminent domain is the state's ability to force the sale of private land. Now, currently, the statute allows eminent domain to be used in projects deemed of public use or public benefit. Now, public use is obvious. Those are things like roads. But other states have deemed economic development projects, like, say, a new mixed-use residential and commercial real estate project, as a public benefit. The amendment would drop the public benefit in North Carolina, and it would guarantee someone who's forced to sell their land to the state that they could have a jury decide how much they should be compensated for the loss of that land.
And another of the proposed amendments deals with income taxes, right?
Yes, exactly. This amendment would cap the state income tax rate at 5.5%, and the current limit is 10%. It would also require lawmakers deposit 2% of the budget into the state's rainy day fund every year until that fund equals 12.5% of the budget. That fund currently stands somewhere between 7 and 8% of the budget. Lawmakers could only skip making that deposit, or if we're going to continue the bank analogy, make a withdrawal from that fund if 2/3 of the Senate and House each voted in favor of such a move. Opponents of this measure say the income tax cap and required deposit will greatly limit what the state can afford to do in future years. And the final amendment, Marshall, would proclaim that North Carolinians have a constitutional right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife. This would not change any rules or regulations, simply codify hunting and fishing rights into the Constitution.
So what has to happen, Tom, for these proposals to become actual amendments?
Well, first, they need to be approved by 3/5 of both the House and Senate. Then it's up to voters in November. If passed by the General Assembly, these would each become listed as referenda items on the general election ballot.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you.
You're welcome.